This is Andrew Sawyer, Thomas County Extension Agent with the South Georgia Pine Ag Update. We're a few weeks out now from planting peanuts. We've gotten all of our production meetings done in Thomas County. So thankful to all our sponsors this year for allowing me to keep having the meetings. Our last meeting was peanut meetings, and you know, last year with disease was one of our challenging years. With peanut disease, and rotation is so critical on disease, and we're going to have a little tighter rotation, you know, with peanuts planted again this year in fields. University of Georgia Extension Pathologist Dr. Bob Camerite has some points that we consider here a few weeks out from planting. First thing, of course, is choosing the right variety. Most of our acreage will be planted again in Georgia 06G, and this continues to be an excellent variety, but we recognize that seed for Georgia 12Y is generally unavailable. However, I encourage growers who are concerned about white mold to plant some Georgia 12Y if you can. Likewise, growers with root knot nematode problems are encouraged to consider planting at least some of their acreage in TIF Guard or Georgia 14N, remembering that 14N is a later maturing variety. Growers are also encouraged to consult the 2016 version of Peanut RX Peanut Prescription to determine the predicted risk to tomato spotted wilt, which we saw a good bit of last year, white mold, which is a big concern, and leaf spot, which showed up pretty rough right at the end of the season, given the variety they plant and their production practices. With this information, you can make better decisions on disease management programs. So remember, start with choosing the right variety. White mold was a special concern, white mold, and that's going to be a special concern this year because of the anticipated short rotations and the severe outbreak we had last year. So growers are reminded that early season fungicide applications like Proline, Elatus can help manage white mold. And banded applications are typically made about 3 to 5 weeks after planting. But remember, no fungicide program can make up for short rotations. However, using the right products at our right time can help. And finally, what about nematodes? So we got varieties, we got a couple different products that we may be looking at using. So here's some information on how to make that decision. Growers who anticipate a problem with peanut root knot nematodes and who plan to apply nematicide will likely use Telon 2 or Valam Total. The primary consideration in choosing between a resistant variety, Telon 2 and Valam Total, is the size of the population of nematodes in a field. So what are we talking about? This is the economic threshold number. It's that magic number that draws the line between when damage from nematodes is worth treating and when it is not. That number for peanuts is 10 nematodes per 100 cc's of soil. Valam Total is generally recommended where a grower would have used 10 pounds per acre at planting in the past, which would coincide with low to moderate nematode populations. How do we define low to moderate populations? This can be difficult, but I'd say anywhere from 10 to 100 root knot nematodes per 100 cc's of soil, and a fall collected sample would be somewhere in the ballpark of low to moderate nematode population. Also, given that the root knot nematodes are generally clumped, quotation marks, clumped in a field, it is likely that even a field described as low to moderate will have significant hot spots in it. Telon 2 should be applied in row 10 to 14 days ahead of planting with special awareness of soil conditions during this El Nino season. The possibility of frequent rain events could make fumigation challenging. Remember, an insecticide for management of thrips is still required when Telon is used, but is not required when Valam Total is applied since it's got an insecticide. Valam Total needs to be applied at 18 ounces per acre for peanuts, and the product can be mixed with other fungicides and inoculants without concern. So whether you choose Telon 2 or Valam Total, keep in mind accurate calibration and precise application are critical for success. So make sure your equipment's properly put together and tested for calibration. For more information, visit my blog, www.thomascountyag.com.